Welcome to the podcast version of Police Science Doctor, the online resource bridging the gap between research and investigative practice, for police personnel who go the extra mile, for academics who want to connect better with investigative practitioners, on YouTube and on policesciencedoctor.com.
Hello, hello everyone. This is Suzanne Knabe-Nicole from Police Science Doctor with your weekly dose of police science snippets. Bits of information that I've extracted from academic research articles that are hopefully useful in the sense that you can apply them to your work almost immediately. So it's not something abstract, but it's hopefully something tangible. Depending on whatever your role is and wherever you are around the world, that will not always be applicable to your particular job, but hopefully you'll find something in them either today or in the previous weeks or in the future weeks. So the way to access all the previous police science snippets, and there are now 166 of those times three, because every week I present three here, are by joining the Police Science Doctor email list. Simply Google Police Science, go to Police Science Doctor, enter your details into the form that pops up or that you'll find at the bottom of each page, and you'll be on the list. It's free and there's no spam. It's informative and you can leave at any time. But when you join, you get password access to the read page on the Police Science Doctor website, and on there you'll find all the previous snippets as PDFs, so you can download them and go through them at your leisure. So let's go through the ones that we've got for you this week. The first one is about drawing for memory. Asking an interviewee to draw whilst trying to recall events enhances the amount and accuracy of information reported. However, it does not reduce errors or confabulations, but it does raise the good stuff, but it doesn't decrease the bad stuff. It can therefore be used as a tool to facilitate event recall in eyewitnesses. And this article is actually open access, which means everyone can read the entire article. The second article for this week is about community gardens and drugs. It was found that community gardens have the potential to repel drug-related calls for service and could be a useful crime prevention tool in communities. And the link to the research has been emailed to everyone who's on the list. Whether you can access the entire article or just the abstract, the summary bit, is beyond my control. That depends on whether your organization has an agreement with the publisher or not. But at least you'll have the basic outline of the research there. And the last and third snippet for this week is about homicide and mental disorders. About 4 in 10 homicide perpetrators had been in contact with psychiatric services during the year prior to the crime. This is about 7 times more common than for someone in the general population. In both groups, so homicide offenders, non-homicide offenders, substance abuse, depression, and anxiety disorders dominate within the mental health issues. However, the overrepresentation of substance abuse, especially multi-substance abuse and personality disorder, is particularly high among murderers. Again, more evidence that the police and health services should work together, because many of the people they deal with are the same. And as I always say in my lectures, I think that crime is a symptom of things that have gone wrong before. So is ill health, by the way. So everyone needs to work together in the public sector to make people healthier and more well. We'll have fewer crime, less illness, etc. Okay, so that's my personal slant on there. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you again next week. I hope there was something for you. If not, just go through the library, the read page, and have a look to see if there's something in the other sessions that I've been broadcasting here. And I'll see you again next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening. I hope you found this content useful.
You can get access to each episode's transcript with key learning points, timestamps, and references if you get yourself onto my mailing list. Just go to the main website on policesciencedoctor.com, and on the bottom of each page you will find a sign-up form for notifications of new content. Just enter your first name, your preferred email address, and the type of organization you work for. You will not get any spam. This is just for me to let you know about new content and for you to get access to all the transcripts.